course it was.
So
she's mentally married to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. So, you know.
Which is hilarious. Donald Trump came out and said, you know, that's a reason for Hillary Clinton is a reason for Anthony Weiner sending penis pictures.
Yeah. No, Anthony Weiner has a problem.
Yes.
That he needs to
he
do this to be
chronic.
Gratified. Yeah. And, you know, he needs to get the help he needs
to get some sort of boost or, you know, ego filled by sending these or getting some sort of response from these women. Good for you.
But
you are going to be single for the rest of your life.
Oh,
and
no.
Never have a
no,
marriage.
No. He won't. Believe me. He won't. There are women lining up to be, you know, with
but
Carlos
is it gonna be
Danger
last?
Right
is
now.
Is it going to be real? No.
Doesn't matter. I don't think he cares about that. I really don't think he cares about that. The problem here is that you're now sending your tumescent pictures, clothed, by the way. This is a clothed, erect penis, with your four-year-old in the background.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
That's like trailer trash level sexting.
I like the quote, though, that, you know, came out from Huma, and she said, you know, after this long, and I don't know the exact quote, it was something about a long and painful consideration of this, but, you know, our son is our biggest priority, and he is the light of our life,
yeah.
And blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, your son's probably just holding up the light for him to be able to take a picture of, you know, the right angle.
Someone in the Clinton camp
claimed
that Huma Abedin whipped a cell phone across the room when she saw the photo. So
she's like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what your erect penis looks like.
Hillary's evil little minion has been knocked down a peg.
All right. Lucy.
Ball?
Nope.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds?
Related.
So John Lennon?
Nope.
Lucy the Australopithecus?
No. What is that?
Lucy is an Australopithecus. That is her genus. She is one of the earliest human ancestors known. And a study...
I hate you so much sometimes.
a study conducted, I believe, by a British...
You're the worst.
...anthropologist has suggested that Lucy died by falling out of a tree.
Yes.
And specifically looked at the shoulder socket and said that the impact of that drove the... what is this? The fibula up here?
Mm-hmm.
Down into the shoulder joint and misformed it.
Yeah, it was discovered in Ethiopia in 1974, I believe it was.
Louis Leakey.
And yeah, it's crazy to get any information we can on this. But we're just seeing how the human body developed. And now we know this. So fell out of a tree. Apparently, everybody was hanging out in trees. I don't know. I'm collecting fruit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why. She's an Australopithecus africanus.
Yes.
Or no, she's an Australopithecus afarensis, which is, I studied this when I was in college.
That's, of course you did.
Yeah, I did. So
amongst many, many other things.
No, but I really studied this stuff. I was really into this when I was in college. Okay.
Paul LePage. Yes. Oh, I know this name. Paul LePage.
You should. This has been everywhere.
I know.
You should know this one.
Paul LePage.
Paul LePage.
Help.
Really?
I know this name.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm going to. Yeah.
I'm going to be stunned if you don't get this one.
Oh, be stunned.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I know the name. It's Clue. Clue. Any thing that he is involved in.
Racism. Any other clue I give you is going to be way obvious.
I don't know.
He is the main.
Don't give me that look.
He is the main governor who is threatened with possible impeachment and has been asked to resign after he left an expletive-laden voicemail on the phone with Democratic Representative Drew Gettin, who went on CNN and called some of Governor LePage's comments about drugs racist, something which Paul LePage took to be a personal attack and invoked the name Alexander Hamilton and wishing that it was 1822 in terms of what he would like to do to Mr. Gittin. They have since met and apparently made nice. In the meantime, at a conference of New England governors and Eastern Canadian premiers, Paul LePage told the State House News Service, quote, "Nobody wants to listen. What I said was this. Meth lab arrests are white. They're Mainers. The heroin fentanyl arrests are not white people. They're Hispanic and they're black and they're from Lowell and Lawrence, Massachusetts, Waterbury, Connecticut, the Bronx, and Brooklyn."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mr. LePage has said a few things over the last year about the drug problem that have raised a lot of eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be some statistics to back him up in all of this.
Up in Maine, you think you're in a little bubble up there.
Yeah.
I like Maine a lot. So.
Really, what Governor LePage is saying is we don't have any black or Hispanic people up here, which is demographically true for a large majority of Maine. Therefore, if we are arresting black people with drugs from Lawrence, they must be coming up from Lawrence to sell us drugs.
You put two and two together, and yeah.
It still doesn't play right in the politically correct media, even if it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The truth lies somewhere in between. To say that the drug problem, and it's reductive to say that he's saying the drug problem comes from black and brown people. There are white people who are making money off of this and importing and exporting those drugs and shifting things around. So the people that he's picking up are the poor people who will do anything for a buck who are being asked to run drugs up to Maine. That's who you're getting. You're getting the last guy. You're getting the delivery guy. You're not getting the people who are actually behind this. So his attitude needs a little bit of adjustment, but there is a grain of truth to what he's mm-hmm. saying.
And people aren't happy.
At the same time, you should not be threatening anybody with a duel in expletive-laden voicemails in 2016, Governor LePage.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
All right, blood banks.
Blood banks have been asked to test for the Zika virus by the Centers for Disease Control.
Were you not at work at all in the past couple days?
I was at the baseball game all day today.
Yeah.
I left at 10 in the morning, and we left the park at 4:30 and then came over here.
You know, the FDA on Friday, they took the steps to safeguard the nation's blood supply from Zika. So recommendations are, you know, we acknowledge that it is sexual transmission and it could facilitate and higher rates of it. So there you go.
Yep. Probably a good idea that they're doing that. Apple. The computer company, not the food.
The European Union has told Apple that they owe, I believe it's $14.5 billion.
Bingo. Nice. Number and everything.
$14.5 billion. Now, there's a lot of players in this. We're talking about the EU, Apple, and Ireland.
Yes.
So, just like many other companies, Apple is in Ireland to skirt some corporate taxes because it's very, very low. And you're wondering why we don't have all that money here in the United States. Our corporate tax is way too high. Apple is in a group that includes, I believe it's Facebook, Google, Amazon, amongst other people. So the EU is saying, you owe $14.5 billion. Apple's saying, no, we don't. Everything we've done is lawful. And we're going to court to prove it. They believe they're going to win. It's interesting because Ireland is saying, nope, they don't owe us anything because they don't want Apple to leave or they don't want any other country to leave, a company to leave.
It actually goes a little bit deeper than this. And there's a lot of shenanigans taking place here. Basically, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and his minions cut a deal with the Irish government. You bring jobs to Cork, we will give you a 2% corporate tax rate, okay? The published corporate tax rate in Ireland is 12.5%, already one of the lowest on the planet,
mm-hmm.
which is why...
Why so many companies
Which is
there.
Why Google and Starbucks and all these other American companies set up in Ireland and then route their earnings through Ireland
mm-hmm.
because they're cheating the rest of the European Union out of tax dollars. Ireland doesn't care because they're getting jobs. So they set up this deal, which the EU Commission looked at and said, that's a sweetheart deal. You can't do that. And has offered this fine. Apple doesn't want to pay the fine because, well, they want to keep their $128 billion in the bank for reasons nobody really understands, or inequities, or wherever the heck they've got it. Ireland doesn't want the money either. And the reason Ireland doesn't want the money is because Ireland signed an agreement with the European Union during its banking crisis a few years back that said any windfall tax settlements that Ireland receives, which this $14.5 billion would qualify as a windfall tax settlement, any windfall tax settlements that Ireland receives have to be used to pay down Ireland's debt. They cannot be used for any kind of public services. So they don't benefit the Irish people. So the Irish people are sitting there and saying, we don't give a hoot. We don't want the money. Well, we've got a schedule to pay down our debt. We're fine with that. We don't care. So they're suing the European Union. Apple is suing the European Union. Ireland is really more concerned about losing those jobs than anything else.
Well, that's the thing. And not only that, but they're, you know, they have nothing to win in this. They have nothing to gain except for the fact that if this does go through, you're going to have companies wanting to leave. You're going to have many people, many citizens without jobs because they work at all these.
But you're not, because these companies have to pay their taxes. And trying to be clever and tax rate shopping around the world is not cool. Okay? That is gaming the system. That is ripping off the people that support your company. That is ripping off your employees. That is ripping off everybody. And what do we see? We have financial problems in this country and around the world because Amazon, Apple, Google, Starbucks.
Yeah, they all leave and they go to...
They're all hoarding cash.
Ireland,
pharmaceuticals.
Or the UK.
They're all hoarding cash. They're all stuffing it in these countries where they don't pay any taxes. And the European Union has had enough. And they are right to have had enough. And the United States needs to stop threatening the European Union about this. Because that just makes us look like greedy bastards.
Or lower the corporate tax rate so that we have companies coming back to our country.
There is a name that you want to remember in all of this, and that name is Margrethe Vestager. Margrethe Vestager is the commissioner of the European Union Competition Policy Committee. She is the one who opened up this investigation. She is the one that published these findings. She is the one who is going after the U.S. companies. And she is right to do so. I'm not being unpatriotic here. I'm not saying I hate America. I'm saying that when American companies behave badly overseas, they should be held to account. And we, as Americans, should expect that those companies would be held to account because, by and large, we are decent, hardworking people who pay our taxes. We should not tolerate companies that don't do the same. And even though it's impossible, we shouldn't patronize companies that behave like that. Good luck getting through your day without Google.
Brazil.
Dilma Rousseff was impeached today by the Brazilian Senate.
Yes.
And will be saying adios to the presidential manor. I don't know who takes over now, but she's gone.
Well, Michael Temer, which
who is under investigation.
You've listened to this show before. I had, you know, told the listeners that not only number two, number three, going down the line, they're all pretty bad.
Yeah.
So you need to get rid of about the top 40 aides or highest ups in Brazil to get rid of any corruption. And I don't think you're ever going to get rid of it, but they're the worst of the worst.
However,
and if you actually go to our Facebook page, I did have a nice little post about that today.
Brazil's business community is ecstatic that Rousseff is gone because they saw her as a big part of the problem in that country. So progress of some sort, I guess. I don't know. U.S. Department of Agriculture. There's a local angle to this, by the way. Semi-local. Connecticut local.
Oh, I was going to say the blue algae that's in the Charles River.
No. That was the Mass Department of Health said, don't touch, don't go in the water.
Don't. So they're probably going to rethink that beer challenge with the water.
No, because they already got the algae out of that water.
U.S. Agriculture.
Department of Agriculture, yeah.
Have to do with corn.
Nope.
No.
Well, it might, but that's not the story.
What is it?
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
our favorite on this show.
We love Tom Vilsack. I would vote for Tom Vilsack for president, by the way. So if we can get rid of everybody else, I'm voting Vilsack. Vilsack 2020, I guess, is what we're looking at. Ordered that six offices of the Department of Agriculture be shut down yesterday after they received serious threats that the organization has not disclosed. The FBI and the Department of Agriculture thought it serious enough that they shut down six offices, including their office in Connecticut. Who's threatening the Department of Agriculture? You know? It's like, I know you got some angry ranchers and stuff out
there. It's probably Monsanto.
But it's like, what, really?
Crushing
like,
up seeds and they think it's anthrax or something.
Yeah, it's like you're threatening the Department of Agriculture. We have reached a new low in this country, people, where even our hardworking overseers of the Farm Bureau can't go to work.
Shameful.
Yeah.
All right, last one for you. Blazing Saddles.
Ah, that would be Gene Wilder, who was the, what was it, the something kid. I forget the name of his character in that. He was also Dr. Frankenstein. He was also Willy Wonka.
Passed, one of my favorite movies.
Passed away too soon, Monday, at the age of 83. After a very long battle with Alzheimer's. Anybody who's wondering where he's been for the last 10 years, that's where he's been.
Actually, a lot of fans didn't even know that, and his nephew disclosed that, you know, he didn't want anybody, I believe it was something about, he didn't want anybody to live in the world with one less smile. So it was pretty amazing. Apparently, he did pass away with Somewhere Over the Rainbow being played. So it was probably one of the most magical ways that you could go, but what a amazing part of movie culture and, yeah. Pretty special.
Yeah, pretty much beloved by everybody who ever worked with him. Thought of as a very generous, giving, open, honest, and friendly individual. And yeah, that's one that hurts. You hate to lose somebody like that because, in one form or another, Gene Wilder has been a part of all of our childhoods since the late 1960s. All right, one more for you, Chipotle.
Chipotle is giving away free food.
Well, yes, but that's not what we're looking for on Chipotle this
time.
See,
that was the headline that grabbed my attention.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're always giving
free
away food. Yeah.
Are they trying to rebrand themselves once again?
We'll give you half a point for the free food, but there's a different story in here.
Is their cocaine-loving vice president still blowing lines?
Alleged cocaine-loving vice president. Yes. We have to say that. Not that we've heard of lately.
But definitely free food.
Yeah, there is free food. But there is another story.
And what would that be?
That would be that almost 10,000 Chipotle workers are suing for unpaid wages.
Oh, that's a shock.
The suit claims that employees were regularly told to punch out and then keep working until they were allowed to leave. Anyone who worked at Chipotle after February 2012 is eligible to join the suit. So what they're doing is the system automatically clocks everybody out at 12:30. So 12:30 rolls around, you're not getting paid. You may be cleaning and doing food prep until 1:30 in the morning.
And you can't leave.
And your manager is supposed to adjust those hours, and the managers weren't doing that. Chipotle has been sued for this before and prevailed. But the number of people who were involved in this lawsuit, which as of yesterday was just under 10,000. It was like 9,973 employees all over the country have joined onto this lawsuit, have given it a renewed focus. Probably why they're giving away more free food.
You want to do one more?
I think we're tight. I think we don't want to do one more. Mainly so that we can
probably
get to the rest.
All of yours are incredibly difficult.
No, so we can get to the rest of the show. Because there's more show that we have to do. We have to dig into Mr. Colin Kaepernick and his behavior over the course of the last 7 days. See what's going on with that. And that's what we'll be talking about when we come back. It is WMFO Medford. It is The Big Picture. On the Tell Mikey D is coming your way tonight at 9 o'clock. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. As we mentioned just now, we lost somebody very, very dear to all of us. Someone who was a big part of our childhoods. So let's take a moment to remember Mr. Gene Wilder here on WMFO Medford.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to.
I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. so use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. I'm Lisa Nichols with Derek Gary, and this is The Big Picture here with you every Wednesday night till 9 o'clock. You can give us a call at 855-915-9636. Do not call our old number because we will not answer. The new number, 815-955-9636. I'm feeling patriotic, Derek.
Football! 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 Sorry.
Football?
I really like football.
I know. It's happening. Well, there has been a lot of controversy this past week. I'm sure you heard all about it or you've seen something on your social media about it. Colin Kaepernick. Now, he is San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Willingly immersed himself, we could say, in a little bit of controversy this week by what... You maybe can tell by this song, it's not exactly the Star Spangled Banner, but...
That was Hooray for Mr. Football by the,
or the National,
the National Football League Marching Band.
But he refused during one of the preseason games to stand for the playing of the national anthem in protest for what he deems wrongdoings against African Americans and minorities in the United States. He went on many news outlets and proclaimed his reasonings for it by saying, you know, loosely quoting, there are people dead in the streets and people on leave, paid leave. Nothing is being done. I'm not going to stand up for a flag that represents that. I'm not going to stand up for a country that is okay with that.
He said very specifically on the sidelines during the game to the NFL Network, quote, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. End quote. Colin Kaepernick on his refusal to stand for the American flag.
You know, you can tell, though, this guy has no information as he babbled on about this. And my thing, it killed me to hear it just because I get what you're doing. I don't agree with it, but I have to respect it because it is your right. And there's been so much conversation around this about First Amendment rights, and it is disrespectful to do it. In my how I grew up, I believe it is disrespectful to not stand up during the national anthem. To him, he absolutely, by all means, has the choice to make his decision and stand up for what he believes and what he deems is wrong. But when you are being stupid and don't know what you're talking about and saying that there are people dying in or laying in the street, there aren't. Well, actually, there are in Chicago. There's a lot of people dead in the streets in Chicago. And those people are killed, are black people that are killed by black people.
Ferguson?
But when you say...
Ferguson?
Questionable on what was right or if there was right to killing that person. What he is standing for and what he believes.
No. Ferguson. There was somebody left lying in the street for hours. Okay? Happened in Chicago. Happens all over the country.
Yes.
He is correct. He is 100% correct in that statement.
How he meant it, I don't know.
No, I believe he's engaged in a little bit of hyperbole in that statement? Yes. But it is a factual statement.
But for the average person that's listening it to... And people are listening to him and saying, yeah, Colin Kaepernick. He's saying that people are, dead bodies are in the streets. It's giving people, how he is taking it, wrong information.
There are bodies.
We understand what is going on here.
There are bodies in the street and people are getting paid leave and getting away with murder. That is his exact statement.
And what is happening in 99% of these cases, there are trials, and we may not agree with how the trials are being conducted. But there are investigations. People are being charged. People are being dismissed. You can't come out with just a sole statement like that. That's pretty broad. We've talked about it so much on the show.
It's meant to be.
It's wrong what is happening.
It's meant to be a broad statement.
But we're straying away from what is actually going on here. Because essentially what did happen, people took to every sort of social media to condemn him or agree with what he was saying. For the majority, it was condemning him for not standing up and honoring it.
Actually, the great unwashed masses were quick to condemn him. And a number of very influential people who we probably ought to be listening to took the opposite position. And there are people I happen to agree with. NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown. I happen to see this on NFL Network on Monday night on Total Access. Had this to say. And Jim Brown was a guy who did stand up for the civil rights movement back in the 1970s, which, by the way, is something O.J. Simpson did not do. And this is where some of this comes into play, because we've all just been, a lot of us have just watched the OJ documentary, which ran on ESPN, which is brilliant. If you haven't seen it, you want to see it. It is a fantastic piece of work. But one of the things that it gets to is the fact that OJ Simpson was asked time and time again during the 60s and the 70s, during the civil rights movement, to stand up, to say something. And OJ's response to that was to say, I'm not black. I'm OJ. I'm something else. I transcend race. Therefore, this is not my fight. And there are a lot of people within the black community that look at that and say, you know what? This is OJ's way of being the acceptable Negro, of being the acceptable, this is what we want the black man to be. So he gets to go live in Brentwood and marry white women while everybody else is still fighting for the cause. Some people gave him a pass for it. Some people didn't. Jim Brown was somebody that stood up. And Jim Brown said Monday night, quote, I listened to him and he makes all the sense in the world. He's within his rights and he's telling the truth as he sees it. I am with him 100%. Now, if you ask me, would I do that? Talking about sitting down during the national anthem. No, I won't, because I see it a little differently. I'm an American citizen. I pay my taxes. I want my equal rights, but this is my country, and consequently, I don't want to open up for ISIS or anybody that will take away what we've already gained. So that's Jim Brown.
That's a great statement. And as I said to you, what happened here, I don't agree with, again. But it is his right. It is his First Amendment right and freedom of speech and his actions by not standing up for it.
Here's Tommy Smith. You know Tommy Smith from that iconic photo of the 1968 Olympics, Mexico City, after winning the 200-meter sprint. Tommy Smith and John Carlos gave a Black Power salute during the national anthem and were subsequently kicked off the U.S. team. Quote, he's being vilified in how he brings the truth out. I support him because he's bringing the truth out, regardless of how done. If it's not done violently, at least he should be heard. I'm going to give you one more. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He had a great piece.
Considered by many to be the greatest basketball player of all time.
I definitely recommend, though, reading the entire article from him.
This is the meat of it, because he talks about the risks that Kaepernick took in taking his stand, but this is the meat of it. Quote, what should horrify Americans is not Kaepernick's choice to remain seated during the national anthem, but that nearly 50 years after Ali was banned from boxing for his stance, and Tommy Smith and John Carlos' raised fists caused public ostracization and numerous death threats, we still need to call attention to these same racial inequities. This is three generations. This is two generations of black civil rights advocates saying, we're with Cap. We support Kaepernick. And you know what? As much as it aggravates me, because personally, I look at Colin Kaepernick and you know what? He's a spoiled little rich kid.
Yeah.
He is one of these semi-informed millennials who reads a book and suddenly knows everything about the
and
world.
And that is why I'm saying that he has very little knowledge, and you can't come out with broad statements like that, because knowing what platform that you stand on, what platform that you stand on where your words are going to be not misconstrued, but heightened in the mass media, because all eyes are on you. You have to understand the message that you're portraying and how you're going about it, because you need to be a little more specific than just broad statements.
He is the worst possible vessel for this. Actually, Ryan Lochte would be worse.
Right. When he got out of the swimming pool and you know, but may or may not allegedly kick down a bathroom door in Brazil.
He is the worst possible vessel for this. Mm-hmm. Partly because he's a struggling quarterback that everyone in San Francisco kind of hates. There's the conspiracy theory in the background that maybe he's doing this just to get kicked off the team.
Yep.
And that there may be no sincerity to this, which sets up another whole set of problems. But let's look at this objectively. With the NFL season about to start, the final preseason games taking place tomorrow night, and the season kicking off a week from Thursday, the only thing anyone is talking about is Colin Kaepernick. So in the sense that you wanted to call attention to an issue and get people talking about that issue, you won. Mission accomplished. You actually did something. And you actually drove that dialogue into a place where most Americans are not considering it, mm-hmm. and are not thinking about it. Do I like the vessel? No. Do I like the way that he did this? No. Because along with a lot of other Americans, I respect the flag for what it represents for this entire country.
Absolutely.
Not for the ideals that individually we may disagree with. Mm-hmm. Not for a history that we have no control over and can only apologize for and move on from. But for the loyalty and the faith and the determination it has inspired in generations of Americans who have laid down their lives and suffered horrifying, debilitating, life-altering wounds for the sake of what that flag represents.
And that's how a lot of people, though, grew up. And it's the same way I grew up, where it is you always stand. You put your hand over your heart. You take your hat off. You see a serviceman, because majority of people that I know and I myself have family and have friends that have served. We respect that. And, you know, the word floating around veteran when people are saying, if you're not standing up, that's going against veterans. No, that's what it's not. It's not what we're saying. But if you've grown up in a place of respect of that, you do that. You see a serviceman, you shake their hand and say, thank you so much for what you gave our country.
Well, you may not be saying that, but I'm saying that, because the reason that Colin Kaepernick has the freedom
is because
to sit down during the anthem is because other people
fought for the Constitution, which allows you to say whatever you want.
Fought and died for what that anthem and that flag represents. Mm-hmm. Okay? Is the national anthem an old song that talks about slavery? Yes, it is. Is it possibly not the best choice for the song that represents our country because it is a military ballad? Possibly. You know, you listen to Canada and it's like they got one line about standing on guard and the rest of it is like, oh, we got trees and moose and we love it up here. You know, that's not the point. The point is what that symbol and what that song represents to everybody who has fought and died and strived and suffered and sacrificed so that you, Colin Kaepernick, can make $17 million a year as a subpar quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could have your childhood free of strife, free of crime, free of threats. No one's kicking in your door in the middle of the night. No one's telling you you have to think exactly this way. Everything that you are is because of those symbols that you disrespected. You want to take a stand? Fine. Go take a stand. Don't take that stand. It's like the folks that chained themselves to the Cambridge City Hall doors this morning. Right church,
yeah.
Wrong pew. Go chain yourself to the state house doors.
No, I can absolutely agree with that. And what you're saying about, you know, there are parts of the message, and we've talked about it before. There is a problem. There is a major race problem here in America. And it needs to be discussed because it's not in the right way. Black Lives Matter is trying to push this rhetoric, push this message, and it gets so jumbled up because it's not coming from the right way. You have somebody, though, that has a platform to do it. May not have been the right person to do it, but he felt like he was.
Yeah. I would much rather that we've got Richard Sherman coming out and doing something like this, or not Adrian Peterson.
But I also have to look at it, though.
Like Ezekiel Washington does this, Odell Beckham Jr. does this, any number of guys who are like great talents
Beckham
in the NFL.
Would be, yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. or Dez Bryant, you might ask if he had another head injury if he did this, because he's a little bit hot-headed at times. But yeah, if Odell Beckham Jr. comes out and does this, Teddy Bridgewater does this, there are a lot of guys that you look at and you're like, you are a good, solid, smart, hardworking NFL player. You are not Colin Kaepernick, rich kid who's struggling on one of the worst football teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything around Kaepernick is kind of like Russell Wilson is another guy that couldn't get away with this. Because there is so much self-promotion there, and there is so much I'm great and look at me there.
No, because he would have his baby and his wife Sierra sitting next to him, because that's what it is. It's all about self-promotion. And I don't want to say, you know, the pretty players, but the ones that are sitting in a very comfortable spot. And yes, on performance, they've had their moments, but not that gritty football player.
It's the same reason why nobody wants to hear about the civil rights struggle from a Kardashian.
Right.
Not your job.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Please don't go near it. Don't get involved.
No, but you know what? What isn't being discussed a lot with this and the position that he is in, you need to take into account what you represent as a brand, what you represent. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar put it perfectly, in understanding the ramifications that could come with this by him doing it. But when you are in that uniform, you represent your company, you represent right. The organization. So I was incredibly surprised for the 49ers to say, this isn't our message, but we stand behind the...
Most teams would for a player in that situation.
I think that's the most PR 101 response that you could have given for it. But I think you need to pick your battles when you are in that position, in your uniform.
Yes, I agree with that.
In your uniform. When you're, you know, after a press conference, but is that the right moment to do that?
No, absolutely not. Like, you've got, and this is the thing, you have a press conference after every game where you can sit there and you can talk about inequality in America and you can talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and you can still stand up and salute like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. But in that moment, on that field, you represent a game, you represent the team, you represent America.
And I don't want to suggest, that his voice is not valid, that he's not
worthy of saying
something, that he doesn't have the right to say something like that. But what I am going to say is that in the eyes of football fans, Colin Kaepernick is an overhyped millennial with an ego issue who plays below his potential. So for him to come out and be the messenger, it's going to be more about Colin Kaepernick than it is about the message. In spite of all this, we got a lot of people and a lot of very notable people and a lot of people we should be listening to. People like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, people like Jim Brown. We should be listening to these people when they say we have a problem in this country. And this is not a conversation that ends because it's not in the headlines. This is the conversation that is shaping our world right now and should inform our presidential selections, and should inform our representative and Senate votes, and should inform our local votes. And if Colin Kaepernick is the guy that kicks that off, the power to him. You know, and let's back off of him a little bit And if your response to this, by the way, was, oh, F that guy, and what does he know? You're part of the problem, unfortunately, because you're reacting and you're not listening. We need less reacting and a lot more listening in this country right now. It's part of the reason we do this show every week, and I hope you're getting that out of it and learning to take a step back from the immediate emotional reaction and really consider what's being said. Fortunately, we have people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to keep all the rest of us honest.
Again, look up the article. It's fantastic.
It's in the Washington Post. It is absolutely Washington Post or the Washington Times.
I believe it was the Times.
The Washington Times. Go read Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's article because it is one of the best pieces that has been written, not just in response to this, but about what's going on in this country in general. It is WMFO Medford, the telephone number, 855-915-9636. The show, The Big Picture, the hosts, Lisa Nichols and Derek Gary. The coming up next on The Town with Mikey D, everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Today is the end of meteorological summer.
Meteorological autumn.
Begins tomorrow. So we're going to send it out, as we do every single year. With a song from one of the great movie musicals of all time. We're kind of on a musical theme tonight. And we'll be back with our favorite things from the past week and the strangest stories from the past week right here on WMFO Medford.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. I'm Lisa Nichols and Derek Gary. And of course, it's ever What's Hot, our favorite thing from this week. And I love to tell you so much about the craft beer world, especially here in the Boston area.
The Oktoberfest is out in the bars, by the way,
yeah,
if you want
you've
a good,
actually
reliable
been
Sam
drinking
Adams.
Drinking it for how many weeks now?
A couple, yeah.
Where we go after the
yeah.
show?
Yep.
Well, Night Shift, one of my favorite local breweries, and they recently moved, I think it was maybe like four years ago, over to Santilli Highway. Right behind that brand new plaza, Total Wine and Spirits over there, a couple at the Targets over there. This is in Everett. They've expanded their brewery because if you've ever been there any night during the week and especially on the weekends, you cannot get in without waiting in a very long line. But the brand new tap room, it's called the Annex. So basically, it's 24 tap lines that are going to be exact same as the main tap room. 1,800 square feet they added can hold 180 people, so that's going to bring up the capacity to 411, and also has a fireplace, lounge area. It's, if you've been there from when they first opened, it was basically picnic tables and nothing else in there except the taps, and it is beautiful now, and I can't wait to check it out, so definitely go. It's 87 Santilli Highway in Everett, and the new space is only going to be open Thursday to Sunday, normal brewery hours, but you can still go over into the other area because it's a less busy time. Really cool, though, they're keeping that side closed, but you can rent it out for a private event, so whether it be, and actually, I had somebody rent it out for a friend's birthday, and it was pretty reasonable what they charge, and you can bring in your own food. They actually, recommend that. So, yeah, if you need some space, and what's better than a brewery for it? Pretty cool.
So, I complained earlier tonight about the pumpkin spice creep. There should be no pumpkin spice, really, before the beginning of actual autumn.
Mm-hmm.
We can kind of accept meteorological autumn, but the pumpkins haven't been...
I think all bets are off once you get into September.
They haven't been harvested yet.
I know.
You know, so there's no pumpkin spice. So pumpkin spice before Labor Day is like white pants after Labor Day. It is a social faux pas. But that is not stopping the pumpkin spice creep or the Halloween creep, which now begins in late July, apparently. The supermarkets have the Halloween candy out. And this actually turned me on to something that is very cool. If you are a fan of marshmallow peeps, and who isn't really?
I'm not at all.
You're one of those weird people. You're one of those whack jobs. If you're a fan of marshmallow peeps, they have a Halloween package available where you can get a pair of peeps socks and a package of Halloween marshmallow peeps. And these socks are available in glow-in-the-dark ghost.
Oh, yeah.
They are also available in pumpkin. The problem with this is that all I've seen at the supermarket so far is women's sizes 6 to 8, which is not working for my feet. So I would appreciate...
That's what, going to fit your big toe?
This is a very cool thing. I would love to have some Peeps socks, but
yeah.
I need the Peeps people to get it together and get some shipments out that have men's sizes, particularly in the glow-in-the-dark ghost Peeps socks.
So either they're just assuming that all women are more so fans than men of the Peeps, or they are just racist against
you. Can get the
large foot men.
You can get men's socks online, but they don't have the glow in the dark ghost socks. Come on, peeps, folks, let's get this thing together.
Some of the things that excite you do make me question.
Just born, I expect more than this out of you. What? That's cool.
Glow in the dark is that.
The name of the segment is What's Hot. I'm sorry, but glow in the dark peep socks is cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're going to wear those to the office like before Halloween. You're going to wear them on Halloween. Those are cool socks.
So if anybody at Derek's work is wondering why he's in his office with the lights off and...
Because I got my peeps socks on.
Yeah, dancing around. The
office. I am rocking my peeps socks.
Real cool. Real cool.
It is cool. It's so cool. It's hot.
Apparently. As we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest story from this week's news. Now, we've all done, less than intelligent things under the influence of alcohol, but one British man just made a decision when drunk on a whole nother level. After a night of clubbing on the Mediterranean island of Ibiza, Davey Little pulled out his phone out of his pocket only to find out that he agreed to purchase a coach bus on eBay for £28,500 or in American dollars, $37,327.
Yikes.
The next day on August 24th, Little posted a screenshot of the purchase confirmation on Facebook. Quote, "Still can't believe I did that last night in Ibiza. I left the club last night, took out my phone out of my pocket and realized that I bought a bus for £30,000. I actually can't believe this is happening." He concluded by asking, "Does anybody want to buy a bus from me?" After news outlets got a hold of the story, Little posted another update on Facebook asserting that the accidental purchase was, quote, 100% genuine. He also revealed that he hasn't actually paid for the bus. The charge is currently being under dispute. So, moral of the story, kids, don't drink and browse eBay.
Still, I think... cheaper than Uber Surge pricing.
It is.
Still cheaper than Uber Surge pricing.
But I'm just imagining you're having such a good time in Ibiza with all your bros, and you come out and think, I'm going to go buy a bus. And I could imagine that conversation that went on. Like, bro, we got a bus. I'm going to get, we're going to be drunk on the bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good choice.
You don't have to, you can always, punt a bid on eBay. It's going to wreck your eBay reputation, but...
knock you down a couple stars.
It's better than maintaining your reputation and paying for a bus for the next 5 years, sir.
Yeah.
It goes like that. South Carolina. Hmm. There may be a problem with rogue circus performers near a Greenville County apartment complex. Residents claim that clowns have tried to lure kids into the woods with money, but there are disagreements over the number of clowns and the number of sightings, partly because residents have not been cooperative. On August 20th, two callers reported a clown in the woods, but would not file reports. One caller said that her son had witnessed several clowns in the woods, flashing green laser lights before they ran away. She initially thought her son lied about the clowns until the next day, when, quote, this is our witness, there was 30 kids that came up to me and said, Ms. Donna, there's clowns in the woods. Another resident claimed to see a clown with a blinking nose standing under a lamppost on August 21st. That clown waved at the witness, but did not say anything. Kids in the apartment complex believe the clowns live in a house near a pond at the end of a trail in the woods. This made the New York Times, my friends. Clowns mm-hmm. in the woods.
Yeah.
Clowns in the
Maybe
woods.
Maybe it's just early advertisement for the upcoming It movie.
Ms. Donna, there's clowns in the woods. Words for our times.
Yeah.
Here on The Big Picture.
Kids say the darndest things.
Clowns in the woods. Hey, that is all the time that we've got. On the Town with Mikey D is going to be coming up next. And of course, get out and enjoy what's left of the summer. This is the last weekend. It will be hurricane shortened, but you still got time to get out there and have fun before Sunday night when that rolls in. So until next week, we wish you a very, very happy, safe Labor Day. Lisa Nichols.
It was lovely as always.
And I'm Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.